Welcome to another edition of Trail Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown. It's so good to have you with us. And I've got to be honest, I am absolutely loving my move to the Western Cape. Some amazing, amazing trails down here. Got to run on the slopes of Table Mountain this morning. So I know my life sucks. It's horrible. It beats Joburg hands down. So, but don't tell anyone because we don't want half of Joburg living down here in Cape Town. Someone who spends tons of time on the trails in the Western Cape is Lundi Kraling. She joins us once again. Lundi, welcome on to Trail Talk SA once again. Nice to catch up.
Good morning, Brad. Lovely to chat to you again. And I wish I was as lucky as you to actually enjoy the Western Cape trails. I'm basically everywhere at the moment, so not really doing as much running here as I would like to, but it's all fun and games.
For now, you do get to run the trails every now and again. I need to ask, are you in South Africa at the moment as we're chatting, and where do we find you today?
Yes, I am actually in South Africa, and I'm in I'm looking at Table Mountain at the moment, and I can't really see it because it's underneath the clouds.
You must be on the same side of the mountain I am.
All day. Yeah, for sure. I'm in the KPMG office building, looking out from the eighth floor. So.
Yeah, I've been sitting watching social media, and I've got all my mates on the other side of the mountain, and it's blue skies and sunshine. I was like, no, that's one thing I don't quite get about Cape Town yet is the weather, because my app says it's supposed to be sunny today, but apparently it's not. But let's talk about some of those travels. Lundi, you've had a busy few months. You've had an incredibly busy few months, but it's been good, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, Brad, I really can't complain. It's been amazing. I've seen and been to some amazing places, running all over the world at the moment. I'm really excited about my next event, which is, the Transalps in Europe. And my husband and I will be teaming up for that event. For those listeners that don't know, it's basically an 8-day stage race that takes place in Europe, and it starts in Germany, you cross over to Austria, and then you finish in Italy. 270 km in total, I think it's 16,000 meters of ascent. So just to put that in context, I think it's 3 times Comrades and twice Everest in 8 days. Just to sort of scare myself and scare everyone else.
Gee, Lundi, that's incredible. How do you, I can't even wrap my head around that. That is just, how do you prepare yourself for something like that? Is it, obviously you're fit and you're strong from a physical perspective, but it's got to be mentally tough to do that.
Yes, yeah. I think the mental thing is definitely going to be the key, obviously, for us, because to train for an 8-day event physically is just really, really hard. I mean, you can't simulate that sort of distance beforehand, even though you would have liked to. But we had a really strong build up in terms of lots of weekends where we did sort of 4 or 5 day simulations. 3 to 4 to 5 hour runs a day. That's basically where all the traveling and racing came from as well, trying to get as much prep, and long distances in for this kind of race. So yeah, we did lots of 2 day, trial runs. One was in, Heidelberg, the Groot Forest Bosch. Then I went to Reunion for the Trail de Colorado. Wonderful race there. It was a 40K, but I did some simulations before and after that. And then we went to Jeffreys Bay. I went to Mauritius for the Dodo Trail Run. Had a weekend of high altitude training in Lesotho at the Maliba Lodge. What a wonderful experience. And, last week we were in the Garden Route for the Southern Cross Trail Run, which was a 3-day, race, but it was good because we just did another day on the Tuesday after that, must say, it was much more fun running with other runners and being part of an event. That Tuesday was pretty bleak, running in the dark and like trying to think, oh, okay, this is another day of the race, but yeah, the atmosphere wasn't quite there, so I must say that was mentally quite tough. And then we ended it off with a training weekend in the Cedarburg this past weekend, which was also lovely. I mean, the trails there are just absolutely amazing and so much to choose from. So yeah, I think our preparation has been really good, injury free, which is amazing if you think about the mileage and things that you need to do for this kind of race. So we've been really blessed, and I'm so happy that I could have, done this with Christian, my husband. It's just so much easier when your training partner lives with you.
I want to ask, we talk about the mental toughness it takes to take on something like this, the physical toughness, but gee, this has got to put a strain on your relationship. Anybody who's done a multi-day stage race with a spouse, if you're still married after something like that, you deserve a medal. It's an interesting dynamic doing it with someone that you like, that afterwards you can sort of go to your separate houses, but it's slightly different when you're doing it with a spouse, Lundy.
Yeah, I must say, fortunately, we've been really, really good about it, and we've just been able to motivate each other and psych each other up. And in the evenings when we're not running, we just watch YouTube videos and we chat about it, and we just I think it kind of worked well. The fact that I was very busy at work and Christian as well. I think that kind of helped to sort of just get our minds off it during the day. So in the evenings when we got home, we were excited to chat about it and to make sure that we're both on the same page. And we're both passionate about the trail, so we enjoyed all our weekends away and spending time in the mountains. So I think that really helped us. There was the odd one or two moments where we were like, okay, do we really have to go for a run now? We'd rather like lie in and be normal people, have a coffee in bed and watch the movies or something like that. But there'll be a period in our lives where we can do that. And for now, we're just excited about this venture.
That period is just not now, I'm afraid. Let's talk about that run in Reunion. You mentioned what a great experience that was. And I didn't realize you were using that as a bit of a simulation as well, because you went there and you won. You're obviously in pretty good nick, but tell us about that race. I mean, Reunion as an island is probably one of the islands that's, from a tourist point of view, least explored. If you think about some of the other sort of Indian Ocean islands, you mentioned Mauritius as well. There's some incredible islands there, but Reunion is this sort of undiscovered gem, isn't it?
Oh my word, Brad, I can't even begin to explain. The amount of trails there is insane. And it's really any hiker or paradise or adventure, any hiker or trail runner or adventure seeker's paradise. I mean, there's just endless opportunities to go and explore the volcano or the cirques, which Reunion is famous for. It's these big, sort of mountains that arise from the volcanic eruptions and things, and it's just green and lush and forest and everything. So I actually teased and said if I went there for like a month, I'll probably run myself to death, because there's just so many trails, and the one is more beautiful than the other. So I really had an amazing experience. It was very short, only 5 days. I saw quite a bit of the island, and we're definitely going back next year in May for another race in the volcano, and then Christian and I will sort of do a little bit of a trail trip after that as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's one of those places that every single person I've spoken to, when you first say you're going to Reunion, they're like, that's a bit weird. But when they get back, they just are absolutely amazed at what an incredible, incredible place it is. I think it's one of those that's undiscovered. In the years to come, I think more and more people are going to find out about it. So if you want to go, now's probably the chance.
Yeah, exactly. I would definitely recommend it to any person that wants a sort of a bit of a more active holiday. I don't think it's quite that, romantic, just lying on the beach and drinking cocktails type of island. There's a bit of everything. So for the more active holiday seeker, that place is definitely one of the top of my list.
Sounds like an absolute winner. Lundy, after the Transalps, are you going to be taking a bit of time off, or are you sort of out of the frying pan into the fire on the next one? What's the plan for Lundy Crailing for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so the rest of September, I'll definitely take a break and try and recover as well as I can from the Transalps. I mean, it's after all like you're doing basically 4 or 5 races in one go. So I'll definitely take some time off. And then I've got a race in October in Europe again, in France. It's the Les Templiers, which is actually a race where all different countries get invited. So South Africa was one of the countries that got invited. So we're, I think, with 6 girls and 6 guys going from South Africa. And it was sort of been orchestrated by Trail Run SA, and then in conjunction with Nick Bester, he also worked with the organizers. So we're a big team of South Africans, and we'll be running for South Africa in that event. So really looking forward to it. It's an ultra. It's a 75K race in the mountains of France. I haven't really done that much research on the race, but I know that it's going to be a good one, and I'm quite excited to run for South Africa again.
75 k's for you is like a nice gentle cool down at the moment, as fit and strong as you are.
I'm hoping that will be the case after Transalps.
I love it, Lundy. I think you're incredible, man. You're an absolute machine, and we look forward to seeing you out on the trails. Hopefully you get to spend some time back home here in South Africa, and maybe we'll see you on the slopes of Table Mountain in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, definitely. We'd really like to enjoy my home soil a bit as well then.